Alright guys, and welcome to another week in sports, and what a week it's been. We've had FIFA and that stupidity, we've got the most boring tennis open of the year that started, we've got a cricketer who's broken records, and we've got a war cry in the AFL. I'm Andy Hayes, this is James Blackwell, and you're watching The Sports Cooler.
Right, so guys, while we're into it, before we get into the talking about the sports of the week, just a reminder, you can follow us on Facebook, Sporting Mad, search us on there, you'll find us. On Twitter, which is at SportingMadAU, or on our website, which is sportingmad.com.au. This is the second episode of The Sports Cooler.
You going to go again?
There's enough demand.
Let's go again.
There's enough demand.
Why not?
So we'll just...
Well, when you say demand, you mean 26 people? Well,
there's 26 people more than I thought there was going to be.
Yeah, it's a fair call. Yeah, I like it. I like where we're going. Episode number two. I like it.
So, yeah. Well, let's kick things off with a bang. What was your highlight of the week?
Look, it pains me to say this a little bit. It pains me a lot, not just a little bit. I sat down yesterday to watch the North Melbourne Collingwood game here in the AFL, and North Melbourne were up by 39 points at halftime.
Yeah.
And I just had one of those feelings in the pit of my stomach that we were going to lose, and sure enough, completely balls it up. Went 10 unanswered goals to Collingwood. So my highlight of the week, a bit weirdly, is Collingwood's comeback, because I think it was something a little bit special, and it was Scott Pendlebury and Dane Swan, those two champions that led them through. So that's mine. Yeah. Now, you've been away for the weekend, so how much sport have you actually got to watch?
There wasn't much sport in my weekend.
Yeah?
Didn't get to see too much.
Okay. So this is going to make for a real fun, like, 25 minutes with you really not knowing anything.
Yeah. So I'm just going to make stuff up. That's what we did last week. I think my highlight of the week is probably not... It's not going to be discussed elsewhere, is Rangers not getting promoted after being so cocky all the way through. They in their playoff, they lost 3-1 in their first leg playoff against Motherwell earlier in the week, and 3-0 yesterday.
Did I see yesterday that there was like a punch up on the pitch
after the final whistle.
Okay, three, so it wasn't during the game.
No, three players got sent off.
Wow.
Motherwell fans stormed the pitch. There was a big brawl then. It was all on. So yeah, like Motherwell get to stay in the Scottish Premier League. Rangers get to stay down for at least another season. It wasn't as straightforward as they'd hoped. So.
Oh, let's be honest. Who gives a crap about the Scottish League?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Celtic and Rangers fans.
Well, Celtic fans, because now they're just going to win it for the next... There's another guaranteed title next year.
Yeah.
Silly. So that's your highlight of the week?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So we talked a lot about... EPL last week. So there's a couple of things that happened, and I'm going to deviate a little bit. I know I usually pass over to you. Yep. When I say usually, one show. Last show I passed over to you. This one, I want to talk about FIFA. And what an utter farce it is.
The FIFA have just become horrible. It's a plague on football.
It is.
If you love your football, you'll know that what FIFA are meant to represent and what they've become are two entirely different things.
Yeah. So I had this chat with someone over the weekend and try to bring up an analogy of kind of what it means. And, you know, everyone who was corrupt voted for corruption. Everyone who's not corrupt didn't vote for corruption. And Sepp Blatter is like an ostrich with his head in the ground.
Yeah.
And I kind of liken this a little bit to Essendon, which is the AFL club here where we had the drug saga. I'm probably getting a bit of trouble for this, but this James Heard and Sepp Blatter, okay, they're not the same because they're not corrupt, but the same principle, right? Yeah. So you've got James Heard, who said that the drug program never happened. Well, he kind of denied it to that he didn't know what drugs were given, and there was a whole lot, and you know, people will contradict this, but he either knew about it and he should be fired, or he didn't know about it and he should be fired.
Now,
Sepp Blatter has come out and done the same thing. He said, I can't be responsible for all the corruption that's in FIFA. You're the president of FIFA.
That's your only job. Yeah, that's your job.
That's your job. So either you didn't know about it, and you should be fired, or you know about it, and you should be fired. Now, the very big difference between James Heard and Sepp Blatter is James Heard shouldn't be in jail.
Yeah.
But one of them most certainly should be.
I think the issue with FIFA last week is there's two issues. There's the first issue, which was the arrests.
Yeah.
The 9 arrests of the members of the executive committee for bribery, money laundering to the tune of $200 million. It's...
You reckon they got tips from the mob?
Oh, you just don't know. But what alarms me is it took the Americans and the Swiss to go in and actually do something
about it. You reckon the Americans just fancied the World Cup in 18 or 22, though, and just said, why don't we just arrest everyone?
Well, there's these... Was it Jack Warner came out today? I don't know if you've seen that video of Jack Warner who...
Did he eat an onion?
No, he read an article on The Onion.
Oh, right, okay.
And took it as truth. and went on a massive rant about why America are trying to... are going in there to try and clean up FIFA, yet they want the FIFA World Cup. Well,
sure they do. Who doesn't want the World Cup?
Yeah,
but I'm happy for people to have the World Cup as long as it's done legally.
Yes, exactly. And I think the issue last week with FIFA was that this all came out 2 days, 3 days before the presidential elections. Now, if that had happened anywhere else, elections would have been postponed.
Not for our man Sepp.
Sepp goes straight through. And he ended up getting 2/3 of the vote.
I know, but that's because the African nations are crooked as the day is long.
Well, he's got the African nations and most of the Asian confederations
in
his back pocket.
But someone said this to me the other day, and I will give him credit where he's due, is that the way he keeps them on board is because he treats them fairly.
Yeah.
So he gives them some love when, potentially, if it's a European, if it's an American, a South American, those smaller nations aren't getting anything.
Well, that's why he gets the votes from the smaller nations. There's 209 FIFA members, and he's made it his point of getting the smaller nations their FIFA accreditation, and they see that every national team gets a fair share of the pool.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same whether you're St. Ives and...
So because we're going to move on in a sec, but is it fair that every nation gets the same voting right?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't think it is. I think it's nonsense.
Greg Dyke came out and said that it should be on registered players, but the idea of that is saying that that's how you then end up keeping smaller nations down, because then the England...
So San Marino gets the same vote as the UK?
Yeah. As England.
England.
But if you're changing it round, the other way when you say it is that England have 3 times the population of Ireland, so they should get 3 times their votes.
Yeah, no, I'm not far off it, because they have a more important role to play.
I don't think they do. I think
San Marino has no role to play. No, San Marino doesn't need Sepp Blatter's money. But
attitudes like that show that you can't progress football, and you end up just being like the Champions League, where you get the same 5 teams winning the World Cup.
Which is pretty much what happens. Well, yeah, look, and football... But the whole thing about the whole FIFA thing, which is a bit weird and a bit silly, is that regardless of what this clown does, football still rolls on.
Yeah.
Football still gets better. We're here in Australia. It gets better every year, and it's growing. So whatever, regardless of this, his corruption doesn't really seem to stem all the way down to grassroots. It's really at that kind of World Cup international level. And outside of the World Cup, nobody gives a rat's about international football.
Yeah, but UEFA... Michael Platini's come in and said that he's going to try and... Well, they've got a meeting with the European nations next week, and they're going to try and get them to boycott the next World Cup.
And I'm okay with that.
It won't happen.
It won't happen because there's too much money to be made, and the players won't want to do it. But I'm going to stop you because we're going to move on. We don't want to keep everyone here all night.
I could go on for weeks about
FIFA. So FA Cup happened on Saturday.
Touch on the FA Cup. I think there's not much to say. Everyone expected
4-0 though. Probably didn't expect it so convincingly.
Well, last time out when they played in the league, they won 5-1, I think, or 4-1.
They scored 10 goals, so they've now scored, I think it's 14 goals against Villa in the last three games.
Not expected Villa to win the cup. Probably expect them to put up a bit more of a fight, but they were blown away in the first half.
So well done at Arsenal, but again...
Most successful team in the FA Cup now.
Yeah, buys Arsene Wenger another year.
Yeah.
He needs to buy some people in the... He needs to buy some people.
Arsenal at their level, they'll never challenge for the league again.
Yep. I wouldn't have thought so. All right, and last thing we're going to talk about, well, quickly, Champions League is this Saturday coming.
Champions League final, yeah.
I don't know if you saw the Messi goal during the week.
It's not as good
as last night?
Yeah, it's not as good as everyone's making out.
It's pretty handy, though. He rounded 6 players.
Yeah.
And then scored on the inside post.
But he
shocking goalkeeping.
He was made to look good by... average defender. Yes, he's a great player, and I don't want this to be an anti-Messi rant or anything.
Jesus.
But
harsh.
But he picked up the ball on the side, but near the halfway line.
Yeah.
Didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Run at some defenders, wrong footed some defenders, but he lost the ball at that point. It was only poor defending that he got the ball back. Bit of luck. First bit of luck. Second bit of luck,
I'm cutting you off.
He's at the edge of the penalty area. Again, he almost loses the ball. And he's passed three defenders at this point. He's got another three.
If you'd like to abuse James on Twitter, his handle is @salmon11.
_11
And he can be but you can contact him on there to tell him how wrong he is.
No, but he then scuffs.
Why do you
his
hate
shot.
Messi?
I don't hate
Why
Messi.
Why do you hate him?
He scuffs his
you
shot.
You hate Argentinian people? Is this what this is about?
It's not about that. He scuffs his shot, gets a wicked deflection, which wrong foots the keeper. If I'm Messi's teammates or his manager, Luis Enrique, I'd be screaming at him for going, you've rounded three players and you've kept another three defenders busy.
Are you just jealous because he's the same height as you and clearly a better footballer?
And paid a lot more money.
And paid a lot more money.
Yeah, I'm not jealous. I'm just thinking that he's a fantastic player. He's talented and he's arrogant. But if that was Luis Suarez who'd done that, people would be commenting that he was selfish.
We won't talk about we won't talk about him. And then finally, on the football front, down here in Australia, we have Chelsea here. We've got Tottenham here. Yeah. Villarreal are here, but nobody really knows about it.
Yeah, I think they're here later though. They're here for a pre-season friendly.
No, they're here now.
They're here now.
They just played Adelaide. They're playing Brisbane this week. The Premier League season just finished.
Finished last weekend.
Now, I remember that, you know, teams like United and Liverpool used to go to Asia, but they don't go until, like, July.
Yeah, and
what the hell's with them going now?
And most clubs are going for pre-season friendlies, and for some reason there's this new trend this year.
It's for the cash, though, right?
It's for the cash. It's to try and fit in a few more fixtures at the end of the season because all of the players don't go on their... They're contracted until the 1st of June or whatever.
Right, so it's over there. They're getting them all out, getting them to play until mid-June, and then saying go on holidays for 2 months.
Go on holiday for, yeah.
6 weeks.
6 weeks, whatever it is, and then come back for your pre-season.
But it's a bit of a farce.
It's ridiculous. The same clubs are coming down here. The same clubs are campaigning for mid-season winter breaks.
Yeah. All right. That's all we're going to talk about football. You could talk about it all day, really.
Yeah,
but
yeah. There's those four issues I could go on for a while. Right. But let's just... Let's jump into your stomping ground, your area of expertise, the AFL.
It's been cool. All right, so there's only really one thing that I want to talk about in the AFL. I'll talk about it for a minute or two, and that's it. Is over the last week and a half, Adam Goods have been out in the press for right and a wrong reason, or wrong and a right, however you want to look at it. So he got booed at Hawthorn last week, and he was up in arms and came out and said it's because he's got Indigenous heritage, and you know the whole crowd booed him. My personal belief is that's not true.
No.
He got booed because he stages for plays, he's lost a yard of pace in his age, he's still a phenomenal football player, and he got booed because he puts his head down, he dives, he stages, and he gets into the umpire's ears constantly. Now, that's why I think he was booed.
I agree.
Why he thinks he was booed is right, but I don't believe that there's... And I'm not a Hawthorn fan, as I said, I'm a North Melbourne fan, and I don't believe that many people in unison were racist against one person, particularly from a team that has Josh Gibson... Ciro Rioli,
yeah,
and a whole bunch of people. And there, as we spoke about, I think we spoke about this last week a little bit, is he tried to break Josh Gibson's leg like 2 years ago when he put a two-footer challenge straight two studs up into his leg. And that's one of the reasons they booed. So that's the rightly or wrong, he got booed, and I'll come back to booing in the AFL in a minute. Now, what he did on Saturday against Carlton up in Sydney is it was Indigenous round here, which is awesome, and they celebrate Indigenous culture.
Yeah.
The jerseys or the Guernseys are unbelievably cool. It's awesome.
They should have those jerseys.
It's just awesome. So he scores a goal, and what he did was essentially an Indigenous war dance.
Yeah.
And I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Now, we did it right into the face of the Carlton fans. My clan of the week, which is going to come up later, is included in this story, but I want to mention him now. A lot of people came out and said this was unbelievable, he shouldn't do it, it was aggressive, it's a bad look for the game. So here goes about the AFL. Hard knock.
Yeah.
Yep. If you want to boo a player. You pay your $50 in, he gets paid $800,000 a year. Tough crap.
Yeah.
If you don't want to boo, don't play football.
Yeah.
Don't play professional sport.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
So, just harden up. And if guys want to celebrate into the opposition fans, get in one. Because you know what? When it happens in Premier League, everyone loves it.
Yeah.
What does it do? Adam Goods right now is probably the most popular player to those Sydney supporters because he's gotten right into their faces.
Like,
and I love it.
It's the only sport, like in football, you see like the players will run to the other end of the pitch to celebrate in front of the opposition fans. They'll just, you know, it winds up the fans, it gets in the face of the players on the pitch because they then go, look at that guy, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
so
what do you think
I think it's awesome, and I think if he wants to do that, More power to them.
Yeah.
Get into it. Get them all doing it. Let's get celebrations going all over the place. There is no passion like Premier League passion. And if you can bring a little bit of that to AFL, it's only going to be a good thing. Secondly, and the only other thing I'll talk about is, I talked about it at the start, North Melbourne's unbelievable collapse. Their season goes from bad to worse. And as of today, as we're recording this, their coach is now out.
Not only
was our midfield completely gone, the coach is gone. He's got a bad back.
4 weeks.
Yeah. He's running. Well, he's not running very far. Yeah. He's got a bad back, but he's out for 4 weeks. Darren Crocker's going to step up, and North season is kaput. And I'll write an article later in the week about questioning whether Brad Scott's time as coach in North Melbourne is actually up.
I'd never thought he'd say that.
It's... And not for anything that he's done wrong, I just think he might have reached his peak of what he can do.
I just want to ask you, while we're on the AFL, this 666 draw.
Yeah, I like it.
I think it's fantastic.
I like it.
My tips this year are screwed every week. But
that's what it should be.
Yeah, but it shows it how even the draw is now.
It's keeping those clowns, I work with, and the clowns that are like you, who I owe the tip with, it keeps them away. I'm making informed decisions, and then they're all out.
Yeah, it's a good. I'm enjoying it.
You might as well just pick the away teams. Just pick them. Just pick the away teams. So
I'll tell you what. If you just ask me on Thursday who I've tipped Richmond or not, because that seems to be, if I tip them, they lose. If I don't tip them, they win.
Mate, it's just Richmond. They're just on your can bag. You're better than us at the moment.
I just want to touch on one thing which I saw today. Nick Natanui, mark.
Big mark. Not the biggest mark I've ever seen.
No.
Man does have a fair leap, though.
Yeah, the reckon mark of the year already.
Oh, nah, Jeremy Howe.
Yeah?
Jeremy Howe. No, no, he's a freakish dude.
Yeah.
He's springy.
Yeah.
He is springy. You know? But, no, it was a solid mark because he didn't have any assistance. He just went right over the top of a bunch of guys. But it was a solid mark. But fair enough. I won't give a mark of the year.
No, fair enough.
Well, already friggin' 9 rounds in or 7 rounds in. Settle down. Get too excited?
Well, I'm just saying that's what I saw.
All
right. Let's move on. What's next?
We talked about this and we said we generally don't care.
I don't care. I was up in Queensland for the weekend and there's NRL on and I was like, I didn't care.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is State of Origin was on last Wednesday. I sat down and watched it and I like it. I like the NRL in terms of State of Origin. Outside of that, I don't really care. What I can't figure out is why these guys care more about playing a weird interstate game than they do playing for the club and country.
Yeah.
And I find it weird, but... Next game's on in Melbourne Wednesday week on the 16th.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll watch it. And I will watch the 3-game series, and that's all the NRL I'll watch this year.
Yeah. I spoke with a guy when I was up in Queensland, and he was like, but it's Origin, mate. It's Origin. And that was the answer.
So we're probably not helping anyone who... So one of the 26 people who might watch this... Thanks, Mum.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about NRL.
No.
Because neither of us really like
it. We will
it.
Get an NRL expert.
We'll get somebody in. We've got people that have NRL backgrounds. We'll get someone in.
Some of our most popular articles have been about the NRL. So there's obviously a demand out there.
Yeah, it's not coming from us, though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Okay. The French Open.
I haven't watched any of it. I've seen that the Aussies were out.
You know what? Nobody's watched any of it. It's the most rubbish Open of tennis. I would rather... No, I like most of the sports.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch the Lumberjack games on ESPN than watch the French Open.
I was at a pub the
it's
other
awful.
Day. They had the Murray match on and they turned it over. They put the NRL
so
on.
So all the Aussies are out, which means no Australian gives a crap anymore.
Yeah, it's on 7 meat now.
It's on a exactly. It's on a stupid surface, and I used to play tennis. You can tell by my obviously elite frame.
That's elite athlete frame.
Absolutely. Retired. And it's just a silly surface. They won't use Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Which is causing all sorts of dramas, and Serena Williams got away with one, and she probably should be out when she was playing Azarenka. It's just boring. You have something that you want to talk about, women's seedings?
Do I?
Well, I don't know. You've written it down.
I didn't write that. I thought you wrote it down.
Oh, okay. So our producer, who's probably not here, and may watch this or may listen to this, wrote that down. I have no idea what she's talking about.
She could have told us what she wanted us to talk about. We would have done it.
I'm pretty sure she's... Well, she'd bother turning up.
It's probably about...
I think it says...
Women's seeds.
Falling. Yeah, they're all gone.
Yeah.
Except for Sharapova and Williams.
What about that
one of those two?
Top Canadian chick that's in it now.
All right, well, thanks for introducing a touch of sexism. I like where we're going. Now, she went in the first round as well.
Yeah.
Eugenie Bouchard. Everyone
knows.
No,
it was the other one. There was another one.
Oh, well, then I don't know.
Yeah, it's
about.
Not that one.
All right, we'll go find out.
Yeah,
come back to us. Let us know.
Great sports podcasters.
Can you not rub your legs when you're doing that? It's creepy. Yeah, so I think that's what she's trying to say. Yeah, they're all gone. Again, though, nobody cares.
No.
Nobody cares at all. Okay. A couple more things to go through, and then we're done. We want to introduce something that's a weekly thing while we do this show until we get bored and we don't do any more. Your clown of the week.
I was split. I couldn't decide.
Ooh,
hello. Clown of the week.
Because it's the first one.
Yeah.
I'll give you two.
You give me two.
You do one. I'll do one. Then you do one.
Okay. So my first clown of the week is a grouping. It's any of the EPL football teams.
So clowns.
Clowns.
Clowns of the week. What's a pack of clowns called?
Pack of clowns.
Murder of clowns. Murder of clowns. It is. Nice.
Any of the EPL teams that are undertaking postseason friendlies and then complaining.
So Tottenham and Sydney.
Tottenham and Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Man City are over in the States. Villarreal. Liverpool in Dubai. There's a whole heap of them.
You're not happy by this, are you? You're just not that happy.
I just get it. It's they're the same clubs that want a mid-season break, probably so they can go and play more friendlies in exotic locations.
I like when you get angry about football. What do you think about a striker wearing number two?
I don't like it. You know I don't like it.
See, a striker can't wear two?
No.
No? Centre-back wear 11?
Oh, don't get me started.
No?
Don't get me started.
All right.
Those William Gallas days when he's wearing number 10 in the back at Arsenal, they upset me a lot. John Hartson wearing number 5 up front. What's he thinking? What's he thinking?
Again, salmon_11 if you want to annoy him. Get on board.
Your clown of the week. Let's move on to you.
Oh, look.
It's your favourite man.
No, it's not Paul McShane.
No?
No, I will talk... Actually, can I talk about Paul McShane? I said last week that he's the worst footballer ever play football.
You've given me two, I'll give you two.
He's not my clown of the week. He's just a general clown. He's not the clown of the week. He's been... Hull get relegated. Paul McShane, out you go.
Yeah.
Take you and your big head and bugger off. You're not good to play anymore.
And he'd probably end up at one of the promoted clubs.
He will end up at Bournemouth because he's got Premier League experience. Yeah. But he's gone. Anyway, that's not my clown of the week, but that got me a little bit happy and that cheers me up that I can talk about Paul McShane. I reckon I can get him into almost every show and podcast we do. I reckon this is going to be a thing.
Just Paul McShane every week.
The Paul McShane minute. All right. Eddie Maguire. Now,
Everywhere Eddie.
And I get the fact that I'm announcing this on some sort of media, but he needs to just shut his mouth. He's tried to rewrite history. Now, he's good, and he can do a lot of things, but rewrite history ain't one of them.
No.
So... he bagged out Adam Goods for that war cry on Saturday and said it's aggressive, and he was on SEN on Saturday morning and basically said that's not what he said. Now, Eddie is a man that is happy when everything's working for Collingwood, and when Collingwood's not working, Eddie ain't happy.
No.
He hates Sydney, he hates interstate teams, he'll tell you that he wants to grow the games, but he only wants to grow the game at the growth of Collingwood.
Yeah.
So my clown of the week is Maguire. He should just shut his mouth. He's already had run-in with Goods about a year ago after a bad incident, so he needs to learn his lesson and just shut it.
Yeah.
And I think generally the football public is fairly tired of Maguire. I know so. I certainly am. So
he's everywhere.
He gets my clown of the week. Paul McShane a close second for being
second.
Paul McShane might be, if we have a clown of the century.
Clown of the century.
We have a clown of the century.
Could Paul McShane never win a clown of the week and then be crowned of the century?
I think he could. I think he's got that talent.
It's like a Mourinho, because Mourinho never won a Manager of the Month award, but won Manager of the Year.
Okay, I think Paul McShane's got that talent to never win Clown of the Week, but be called Clown of the Century. We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Accumulation of points.
You don't want a second one?
I want the second one.
I like with the second one. Well, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
A bit handsy, but I like where we're going with it.
I'll be honest, this cropped up in work today, so I've not seen the video. I've read the article about it, but my second clowns of the week, next load of murder of clowns.
Murder of clowns.
Is the Leicester City players who were involved in what the papers described as a racist orgy. And it just reminds me of 10 years ago when John Terry was involved in a similar thing.
As it used to be.
This is the new Chelsea.
And Paul Scholes and Rio Ferdinand, when they...
I don't think it's Paul Scholes.
Shared someone.
I don't think it's Paul Scholes.
It's all a bit weird. I don't condone it in any way.
I think Rio, Frank Lampard, there was John Terry, there was...
Oh no, there was a Man United one as well. At a Man United season party.
I don't think it was Paul Scholes. He's an upstanding member of
society. I'll tell you what, there was one. When I lived in Ireland, there was...
Are you across all the football and orgies? Is that?
Surprisingly, it's a bit weird. This one in particular is very weird because then we used to have a goalkeeper play for a football team in Ireland called Bohemians that I support, and there was a player called Chris Turner who played under 21s for Northern Ireland, and he was caught in a threesome, but for some reason was wearing goalkeeping gloves in the video, and it got all a bit weird.
Yeah,
there was oiled up goalkeeping gloves. It was all a bit strange, and as they should, they got in trouble. Now,
yeah,
everyone's free to do what they want.
Yeah.
But keep the.
I've read the story. These guys, they obviously, they filmed it. They got into a bit of trouble. It's been called racist. But what the funniest thing for me is that it was the Nigel Pearson, the manager of Leicester City. It was his son. And that's.
Yeah. So racism, not good. An orgy, if you want to do that sort of thing, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But keep the racism out.
Keep the racism out of the bedroom.
Keep the racism out of the orgy, and everyone will be fine. Yeah. It's what we just talked about. That's like,
I think we're blurring the lines between sports podcasts now. But let's move on.
All right, okay. What have we got?
NBA.
A couple of minutes. All right, so very quickly. Two Aussies in the final. Unbelievable stuff. Dellavedova, Bogut. They're going to go head-to-head starting this week sometime. They're bringing the series up. Question I want to ask. I might be asking myself because I don't know if you care about this kind of stuff. But the Aussies have been described, and Bogut's been described at times as pretty dirty.
Yeah.
And Dellavedova has now been described as a dirty player.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is are Aussies dirty or are they just competitive? Now, I've watched the games. I've watched most of the final series. And they're not dirty. They're just hard to the ball. They're first to the ball.
Yeah.
And I don't see what's wrong with that. Now, I listened to someone on SEN, the radio station here, the other day, and it basically said when you play basketball, a bit like anything, see ball, get ball.
Yeah.
So if the ball's on the ground, you get down on it.
Yeah.
And what he basically said is the American players are just so highly paid, they're soft, and they don't want to get injured because it's tied to a $100 million contract, which I can kind of understand. But don't bitch and moan that other players are dirty when they're just tougher than you.
I think there's a fine line between, I think both players tread that fine line between competitive aggression and dirty aggression.
Yeah.
And I think they tread the fine line. You know, there's... But I think you're right that the American players are just a bit soft.
Okay, so that's all I'm going to say, and good luck to both of them. I'm personally on the side of Bogut because he's been trying his heart out for years and he's probably the best centre in the game. Centre? I'm going with centre. Somebody don't correct me because I don't care.
I don't think you're right. I think he's defense, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a centre. I know nothing about basketball in terms of positions. I just like watching him. So I hope he gets it because Dellavedova will have plenty of time if he stays at Cleveland.
Yeah.
A couple of viral stories this week that I found a bit weird.
Yeah.
You got any that you've...
Well,
I want to go the first one. You go with.
You go with the first one because that was when you sent it to me.
All right. For those of you who haven't seen what we're talking about, we're actually looking at the scripts kind of down here. Scripts really loose.
Yeah.
Get on Instagram. Look up Greg Norman. We'll post it on Sporting Mad on the Twitter account. But get on and look at it. Greg Norman's wife, whichever wife he has these days, has given him a bronze statue, bare chested, of himself. For his birthday, and the photo on Instagram is him hugging a bronze statue of himself.
Yep.
It's weird. It's a little bit erotic. I kind of like it, but I don't agree with it.
We're treading this fine line again. We're not a sports podcast or not.
This is... Maybe listen to it after 9.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Get on there, and I think that's funny. That's blown up this morning, and everyone this thinks it's a bit strange.
Yeah. I think my one, it's not really a viral story or video of the week, but it's something which made a lot of headlines. It's Women in Sport Week this week.
Yeah, you're big on this. You've written a couple of articles.
I'm a big supporter of women in sport and getting more women involved in sport. And so when the makers, EA Sports, makers of FIFA, football game, 2016, it's going to be the first computer game to have women's teams in it.
And well, they've just doubled their market size.
Yeah,
just,
I think
just
it's
doubled
it's
their market
fantastic.
Size.
There's so many women play sport already, watch football, play football, and it's now that they can now, rather than being Cristiano Ronaldo, they can be their own heroes. And what I didn't like was that when it was announced, the amount of derogatory comments.
Of course there is, but that's clowns, they're everywhere.
And it just shows that the internet's full of idiots.
Well, it is full of idiots, then we've decided to make a show that's gotten a bit in blue and a bit racy. But no, I agree, and I think it's a great thing. It's great for little girls playing sport. It's great for women playing sport. It allows them to have all the same things, and I just think it's awesome and good on EA. But I know that it's good for football and it's good for women and it's good for their bottom line as well. But that's okay.
Yeah,
it's nothing wrong with that.
It's great, and hopefully it'll increase the player numbers of women in sport.
Okay, very quickly then, before we move on, this morning, Arsenal obviously won overnight, Saturday, whatever you want to call it, they won the FA Cup. Jack Wilshere's gotten on top of a bus with a microphone, running through the streets of London, singing anti-Spurs songs. I'm okay with it because it shows passion. It's probably not a great example, but have it. We'll post that Vine on our site as well.
I don't really want to because he's like, I don't
want
to give
you
Jack,
don't want
to. Jack Wilshere, just stop giving him time. He's the most overrated player of our generation. They've got thousands of
passionate
hearts. They've got thousands of them in Spain playing in the second division. if he was Spanish, he wouldn't be anywhere near the Arsenal first team. He'd be playing for
right.
Celta Vigo or something.
So Salmon doesn't like that one. So that's a no for that one. But
no,
I'm still going to post it because he showed a bit of club passion, and it's all right.
All right. Well, let's try and wrap this up as quick as we can. What are you mostly looking forward to?
I've no idea. You go first. I'm going to have to think about this. I did not write anything down.
You did not. Well, being a football fan, UEFA Champions League final, Barcelona Juventus.
I'm picking Juventus.
Nah.
I'm picking Juventus. Last time they made it to the final.
They won on penalties.
I don't give a crap how they won.
Boring. Who cares? Champions League final.
Of course it was. It's an Italian team. Yeah. They won, though. I'm picking Juventus. Like, we'll come back next week.
I'd like to see Juventus to have won it, but I think Barcelona are going to win their fourth title in, was it 9 years?
Yeah.
It'll be their fifth title overall. I think Barca are just that cut above that their front line should have enough.
Okay.
Although what I am enjoying about it is the fact that Patrice Evra and Giorgio Chiellini, who both have had issues with Luis Suarez in the past, now get to face him in the Champions League final.
Can we get odds? Can we get odds on inviting someone?
Or being racist.
Or being racist. Oh, yeah. Jeez, we've had a lot. So a bit of nudity, a bit of racism. This hasn't gone well.
No.
This hasn't gone well.
Right, well, what are you looking forward to?
I have no idea. What's going on this week? What's worthy?
Is it a big AFL game this Friday? What's the blockbuster this Friday?
No, the blockbuster is Frio. All right, I haven't got a clue. I didn't think this through.
Didn't think
it
through.
It's bad timing. I'm just looking forward to a good week in sport. I'm looking forward to Sepp Blatter getting his head put on a platter.
Yeah.
And just that continuing along. But I don't know. There's nothing that's jumped out at me this week as something I'm really looking for. Champions League, kind of, but it's that weird time where kind of NRL's kind of not in the picture because of the origin. You've got Champions League, football's finished, AFL still's going, Super Rugby's on the little bit goes before it gets back into the finals.
Yep.
I don't know, a good week in sport, that's all I'll say. Alright, okay, that's it from us for another week. So follow us, as we said at the start, follow us on Twitter at SportingMadAU, follow us on Facebook at SportingMad, and get on the website at sportingmad.com.au. So this will be a podcast as well, so if you've watched it on YouTube, you can also listen to it on SoundCloud. We'll put it on iTunes, so we're trying to cover all the crap. We meant to Periscope this, but we forgot.
Yeah.
With technical issues at the start, couldn't get anything to work, so we forgot. But
we'll get there. But and if anyone out there is interested in writing for us, you've got your opinions, we've maybe you're passionate about some of the opinions that either of us have raised this evening, or anything you see in sport in the week, feel free to send it through to us on the website or via the social media.
And each week before we do this show, we'll put out questions for your highlight of the week, your clown of the week, and we're going to start putting in some audience. We had some stuff today, but we just didn't have time to get around to checking it was all kosher.
Yep.
And that's it. All right, so from me, from you, from us.
That's it. We're done.
That'll do.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks.